kind of, as always, told stories and enjoyed being told stories. Absolutely. You know, before the printed word, it would have been, you know, people sitting around campfires or in caves even, as, you know, our ancient ancestors, you know, tales of how they managed to bag the woolly mammoth for tea and so on, you know, yeah. Sort of prehistoric equivalent of the Big Mac meal, I suppose, isn't it? The Happy Meal. So it's inbuilt, isn't it, into our psyche as human beings, that we like that storytelling aspect. And I think
it is. Absolutely. I mean, even if you're kind of out for the day and something happens, you almost rehearse it as a story to tell to your mum or your dad or your sister or your brother when you get home. I think it is absolutely instinctive in human beings to form things into stories, and it's enjoyable. It's good to write them, it's good to read them, so the weekend should be a lot of fun.
And yeah. Ruth, I think the thing I like about youngsters in particular is the way that they've got no inhibitions and they've got none of the sort of adolescent and adult hang-ups and emotional baggage that, well, I certainly carry around, you know, and they write and talk as they think. Yeah. And there's a sort of an innocence and an openness in that.
But as well, their creativity, it always amazes me within the creative writing group, their ideas, I just want to steal them all. I know I'm not allowed, but they've just not got the barriers that we have, and they just can come up with such inspirational work. Yeah. It's just amazing.
So this is, well, two things going on, really. We've got the 48-hour book project, and we've got the creative writing as well. That's an ongoing.
That's ongoing. The other thing that we've got on Saturday evening between 6 and 8 is we've got a session to run, because the library is open until 8. We've got an open mic session, and we've also got some guest readers coming in. So we've got a world-renowned poet, Charles Bennett. He's got quite a few books out. He's also the creative writing head at the University of Northampton. So he's coming in to read some of his work. And also we've got Joseph Hilton Marion Bunn, who is currently the Bard of Northampton. So he'll be coming in to read his famous Northampton shoe poem. During that session, if the people want to come in and read some poetry, that's going to be absolutely brilliant. We'll have refreshments available. And also, I'm one of the book givers. So for World Book Night, they're giving away 1 million books. And I'm actually going to be giving away Seamus Heaney's new collected poetry. So that links in with the poetry. But we've also got other library staff and staff and students from the University of Northampton coming in, who are also book givers. So there should be quite a few people giving away free books, which Brilliant. Is always a good thing. So if you're not doing anything Saturday between 6 and 8, come down, have a look at the writers writing the 48-hour book, and then listen to some poetry being read, and hopefully get a free book.
Yeah, so have you any idea, Judith, on the sort of theme? And I mean, it's hard enough for one person to sit down to come up with an idea and then develop that into a story, but, you know, to have 13 people trying to do the same thing.
I have an idea for the setting and the basic situation, but I'm afraid it's under wraps until we meet the writers. But the writers hopefully we'll come along with some ideas of characters, and then when we put character and setting together, hopefully there'll be a kind of explosion of creativity, and we'll work out the plot from there.
But there does need to be a degree of uniformity. I mean, it's great that you've got 13 minds, but will they think as one?
Well, or will it be, you know,
13 different versions of a story?
Yes, because there are very, you know, very different types of writers as well. They're not all novelists, not all even fiction writers, you know, the poets and all kinds of different genres. So it will be a bit of a challenge, but I think that it'll be interesting, because the different take that people have on a story, you know, should fire up the whole idea, and kind of people bounce ideas off each other. And we're also going to have a lot of kind of mapping going on big boards and on the computers, so that we can follow the plot. And what I'm hoping will happen is that by the end of Saturday, the main plot will have emerged. We'll know who the central protagonist is, and we'll have a group of writers concentrating on that, and then the others will be subplots that we'll try and interweave in with the main plot. It is a challenge, I have to admit, but I'm for it.
Have you got a target age range for readership?
It will be an adult book.
But as well, it's not just the 13 writers, because anyone that comes into the library and wants to tell us their story and their characters in their life, and maybe if they've had something happen around